All right. Wasn't that an awesome video that we saw at the beginning of the service? That's one of my favorite songs, I can only imagine. And I felt so strongly about that, that those of you who listen to Three Men and a Melody, we sang that night as well. Chris arranged that for a very special person that passed away in the barbershop world, and we sang that at his funeral as well. But here's the chorus, just to remind you. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Have you ever imagined what it would be like? Have you ever imagined what it would be like to be in the presence of God and in the innermost recesses of everyone is the passion to live. The passion to live beyond the grave is nothing but an extension of our desire to live tomorrow. In our modern setting, we may ask this profoundest of all question: what is the meaning of our earthly careers in the face of death? One who has no answer to death has no answer to life. Why do we persist in asking about life and death and destiny? Well, the answer is that we cannot help it. No passion goes deeper than our passion to live. No answer is more desperately sought by us than the answer to the question, after death, what? This is the cry of the soul for an enduring meaning. However, there are many who question the whole idea of life after death, and many others who have theories about what happens. So the vast majority of Americans believe that there is life after death. We see it in popular movies. For those of you who are youth, you probably don't even know some of these movies, but they were good in my day. Ghost. In my day, I thought that was a good movie. I'd have to watch it again now to see if I thought so now. But in the time when I watched it, I thought it was a great movie. Heaven Can Wait. Even in Disney cartoons like All Dogs Go to Heaven, we teach our children that there is something beyond life. Several years ago, we saw it in the Robin Williams movie, What Dreams May Come. I don't know if any of you saw that movie, with its dramatic portrayal of heaven and hell. A few years ago, Time magazine devoted its cover story to the question of the afterlife. In that article, they published the results of a Time CNN poll. 81% of Americans believe in the existence of heaven. 81%. Now, this is interesting. 63% of Americans believe that hell exists, although only 1% believe that they'll end up there. The power of positive thinking? I don't know. So belief in life after death is certainly not on the way out in our culture, excuse me. Yet many people wonder if life after death is just simply wishful thinking. Are beliefs about the afterlife just our way of dealing with our anxiety about death? Philosophers Paul and Linda Badham point out that to many contemporary philosophers, life after death is not merely unlikely, it is inconceivable. Atheist philosopher Anthony Flew agrees with them when he claims that the idea of life after death is nonsensical. I had to look that up, by the way. Is nonsensical statement that has no meaning, much like a square circle. Nonsensical statement that has no meaning, much like a square circle. This idea, too, has crept into our popular culture as the band of Collective Soul tells us, heaven's already here, hence allegations and things left unsaid. And Gloria Estefan reduces heaven to how I feel when I'm with the person I love. The former Swedish Secretary of the United Nations and winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, you can say his name for me, once said, "It is our conception of death which decides our answers to all the questions that life puts to us." I thought that was a pretty powerful statement, and quite honestly, I believe he is exactly right. And the Christian faith presents a very distinct concept of death and the afterlife. that many people today have never heard of, been exposed to, or have never learned about. Now, I'm trying to not make any assumptions about what you know or what you don't know, but I'm trying to come to this topic with freshness and openness to hear what the Bible itself says about what lies beyond death's door. Now, today we're going to talk about the question, is there life after death? This was one of the other more popular questions that you gave me on Easter morning. And so the last couple weeks and next week is going to be based on your questions that you ask me. So it's an extension of our teaching series after Easter. But have you ever wondered where you will go when you die? Have you ever seriously considered that question? Have you ever asked the question, or have you always assumed that there is life after death?